This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19 thus far, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. In the United States, more than 98,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.6 million confirmed cases. The Trump administration's new strategy for coronavirus testing puts much of the burden on states while promising to provide supplies like swabs and material to transport specimens. The plan, which was delivered Sunday to members of Congress, has drawn harsh criticism from top congressional Democrats. They say the administration still does not have a serious plan for increasing testing to stop the spread of the virus. A ban on foreign travelers arriving in the U.S. from Brazil due to the surge in coronavirus cases there now takes effect this Tuesday. And this is 2 days earlier than previously announced. The ban had been set up to go into effect late Thursday. The White House announced the change Monday without an explanation. Brazil is second to the U.S. in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, and has seen cases surge in recent days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the pandemic. The organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measure in place, regardless of negative impacts on the economy. A U.S. biotechnology company has begun injecting a coronavirus vaccine candidate into people in Australia with hopes of releasing a proven vaccine this year. A Novavax official says 131 volunteers will get an injection in the first phase of the trial, testing the safety of the vaccine and looking for signs of effectiveness. This is VOA News. Religious services in California will look much different under rules unveiled on Monday. They limit attendance to 100 people and recommend worshipers wear masks, limit singing, and refrain from shaking hands or hugging. The state released guidance under which county health departments can approve the reopening of the churches, mosques, synagogues, and other houses of worship. They have been closed since Governor Gavin Newsom issued a stay-at-home order in March to slow the spread of the virus. It's not immediately known how soon in-person services will resume. Counties that are having success controlling the virus are likely to move quickly. South Koreans must wear masks when using public transportation and taxis nationwide starting Tuesday. Health authorities are looking for more ways to slow the spread of the virus as people increase public activities. A health ministry official said masks also will be enforced on all flights from Wednesday. South Korea had largely stabilized its outbreak until early May, when crowds flocked to reopen nightclubs and entertainment venues. Such facilities will now have to use smartphone QR codes or get customers' personal information to allow tracking if needed. In other developments around Asia, India resumed some domestic flights and more Australians returned to school. Former Vice President Joe Biden made his first in-person appearance in more than 2 months on Monday as he marked Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a Veterans Park near his Delaware home. Since abruptly canceling a March 10th rally in Cleveland at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee has waged much of his campaign from his home in Wilmington. When Biden emerged on Monday, he wore a face mask. More than 200 workers at an export-focused textile plant in Guatemala have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, and more results are pending in what could be one of the country's largest outbreaks. The health prosecutor for Guatemala's Human Rights Prosecutor's Office said Monday that they began receiving reports in early May that infected workers were continuing to work at the KP textile plant and the company wasn't taking protective measures. She says that we asked that the health ministry examine all the personnel. The health ministry said it believed the plant's outbreak stemmed from one infected worker. And again, just recapping our top story, globally, more than 346,000 people have now died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed cases globally. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.